Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, little weeds, you know.
It's the Weedsman Podcast Nugget.
Zippity what?
Ready to drop the bass? Let's drop the bass.
Whoop-de-doo. What does it all mean?
All the random stuff that didn't fit in Friday's show you'll find here.
Oh.
Okay.
Hey, man. You got a joint?
Got a little bit of reefer smell on your boy?
What that mean?
Please, give me, just give me my weed, all right?
What's the fiver for? What are you doing over there?
Get the money out, making it.
I feel like it's 1971 or something.
Yeah.
Rolling a joint with a bill.
To initially started.
Just to make sure that it was covered in your own personal microbiome that we can all share.
Yes.
Yep.
Actually, not yours. Everyone who's handled that.
Yeah.
The fiver.
Every queen of pair
every
of
prostitute.
Tits.
That's immediately where Rob and I go.
Yeah.
Some stripper had it in her ass crack.
Yep.
No, we're shoved smoking up, it.
Shoved under a tit somewhere, her armpit.
Later peeled it off to snort some coke.
Yep. Or it was on some guy's car seat and he's been farting and sitting on it for the past year.
Yeah, then it spent 6 months in a trucker's...
Farting up his money.
In a trucker's wallet. His trucker's six-inch thick wallet just absorbing every fart.
Gone over the entire continental United States of America.
A couple times.
Yeah.
Fiverr's got some miles on it.
Yeah.
Roy Moore gave it to some underage girl. Here's a fiver to not tell your mama.
I don't get the reference, so I don't know.
If there are people who generally ignore the news, I catch up every Thursday, so I sound somewhat informed for unregimented.
Yeah.
I just can't do it anymore, man. I can't do it every day. It affects my mood.
Yeah, I can't. I try to.
Modulate, but. You know, everything in moderation. Find your times. Anything but checking out of the news, even if you don't believe it.
Well, I guess, Joe, I get it parsed to me. I get alerts from...
Yeah,
AP and such.
No, I'm not criticizing. I mean, I'm a news hound. Like, I'm constantly checking my phone for updates on shit. Following stories. Sorry,
Trump's
I'm not
president.
Trying to play footsie with you. I'm just stretching
that's all right.
Out.
Trump's president. You get one every half hour.
Yeah, and I feel more on alert for whatever that means presently. But I definitely understand why people are just like overloaded, especially when it's like the same stories day in and day out.
Right, it feels like it.
Did not have my cell phone today for 2 hours. It was fucking great.
I left the house the other day without my cell phone, and I was like, I'm just going to the grocery store. I'm like, wait a minute, this is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I could go anywhere right now.
There wasn't
nobody. Would know.
I know
nobody knows where I'm at.
Here.
Just head for Canada.
I didn't
fuck it off
so much.
And they would assume that I was murdered because
he
left his fucking cell phone. Like
you roll up to the house and you meet
The cell phone's here. Obviously
in the front yard.
Killed.
We've been calling you for the past 45 minutes. You gotta have your cell phone.
I didn't have anxiety so much as like, oh my God, I don't have my phone. Is you have brought to your attention how many things that you do are tied to your phone. Like, oh, it's like, oh, hey, I'll just...
Can't listen to podcasts.
Well, yeah, first thing is like, oh, wait, nope. At the mercy of the radio.
Nope.
Fuck.
Alarm clock.
Nope.
Well, yeah, my watch was gone. What
got,
else?
Got no Waze.
Well, no, that was the thing, too. Oh, hey, I need to hit up a bank. I can't. Is it just type it in? I'll open up Waze and...
Oh, find where your bank, closest bank is.
Exactly. So yeah, it wasn't
now
so much
rely
like,
on your memory.
Yeah, and it was at the end of the workday, so any work, anything that comes in past 4 o'clock that's garbage time for work, right?
You're like, all right,
anything that comes in past 4 is getting handled at after 9 a.m. tomorrow.
My car has already started by 4.
Yeah,
you're just staring out the window at it.
Yeah, so it's just like I said, I think maybe if I was younger. Maybe five years or but so younger, there'd be all this anxiety. Like, oh my God, I don't have my phone. It was like 2 hours off.
Well, for me, I mean, I'm not going to call anyone. Yeah. I'm just probably not going to call anyone for any reason, unless I got into trouble. But if somebody can't reach me, depending on the circumstances, that somebody might freak out and be like, what the fuck's going on? You know, so I don't know.
Right.
It's not so much about, like, as a parent, it's not so much about who I'm going to call, but, like, if someone needs to get a hold of me
right.
and they can't reach me and I'm out, like, at Meyer's.
That's the thing.
Staring at steak knives.
Yeah, people have enjoying my house.
Enjoying some peace and quiet and freedom.
That's the thing is, I didn't think so much.
House phone?
Yeah, I remember when people used to have house phones.
How does this work? Like, why is it?
Well, you had a house and you'd had a phone wired into it.
What, you have a phone in
your
house?
Your house doesn't have ears. It doesn't need a phone, Rob. Who's your house going to call? That makes no sense.
So people call my house and I pick up the phone.
House phone?
If you're going to come on this podcast talking crazy nonsense, making stuff up.
That never was a thing.
You guys.
Right, next thing,
not as cool as you.
Next thing you're going to tell me, it was like, had a cord or something.
Yeah, had a cord. What? I had one that was shaped as a hamburger, too.
Like you could only use it in one room.
A football.
Next thing you tell me, there's a football shaped phone.
Yep.
Oh, the fucking football phone. No, that was premium.
Hell yeah. I had one that was shaped as his car. And all the coolest phones.
Sports, you or somebody in your family? Sports Illustrated subscriber?
Yeah, me.
It's like landlines. Now, landlines are for businesses, right? That's pretty much where they've been banished to.
I had
pretty much.
Here's the phone everyone had, though, the clear plastic with the lights that would light up, so you could turn the ringer off and you could see if your friends are calling you late at night.
No, see, I didn't have that. I had the. I just had to turn the ringer off, and we would just coordinate. Be like, call me at this time. Pick up the phone. What up? Like you'd have to.
I've done that too. Yeah.
Yeah, especially you're talking to your late night lady friends.
Yeah, totally. You like, call me at exactly 10 o'clock.
Yep. But yeah, I always had the solid color phone. The cheap $20 AT&T is black.
Yeah. You know, the phone
company.
I never
had a phone.
Used to own the phones.
It's my first
bill. Basically rented them. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Like the early phones.
Owning your phone was for,
I mean, this is
for
like,
rich white landowners.
Yeah.
I'm totally pulling shit out of my ass, but I want to say this went on until like the 60s.
Let's type into the Google machine.
The Google's broken.
Wow, did this really? This went on to like, it looks like the early 80s?
Well,
wait. This is from the failing New York Times from 1982 article.
This had to have got. Oh, what's the headline?
New era for the telephone, ownership replacing rental.
Nerd our fellow nerds and I will retire to the nerdery with our calculators.
Oh, hey. What up, Knuckles?
What up, Knuckles?
We need those Lawrence O'Donnell drops. The someone in that control room is out of control.
You're down by four at half, just so you know.
You didn't hear that? His freak out like a couple months ago?
No, I didn't.
Really?
Hello. LOD is friends with Penn Jillette. He mentions... mentions him on the podcast, hey. And I think he was talking about him in code the other day, and I was like, I don't know. He had a story, but hey, back off, Kat. Thank you.
Wow.
Got to talk Stern to her. It's encroaching on the stash there.
The way in which Americans have obtained their home telephones for decades is about to undergo a major change as the telephone industry enters a new era. In coming years, more and more people will be buying telephones from stores and catalogs at unregulated prices rather than renting them from the phone company at rates set by the states. In short, people will obtain and repair telephones much as they now select their toasters, televisions, and other household appliances.
Newsflash, we now pay 100 times more for our phones. And we never repaired them.
You're telling me until the 80s?
We just get a new one.
Until the early to mid-80s, we rented telephones?
Mm-hmm. We rented that shit. It's
82.
Nice.
You get to buy them because I was born.
Actually, I mean, it's quite the racket.
Yeah.
I don't know. Comcast talked me into renting their modem versus buying one, and I was like...
Oh.
I should buy one, but then I'm going to have a problem, and then they won't service it, and it'll always be my fault. And
right.
My life is going to be hell, and I'm like, fuck it. But it's $10. I'm going on a year now with them. I've given them $100 for this modem so far. I'm sure I could buy it.
You could buy a decent modem for $100.
Yeah.
Trust me, I do the same thing.
I mean, I got no beef about the modem. The modem's nice.
Mm-hmm.
But... I'm going to have to use that for as long as I'm in this apartment or condo, whatever. Yeah. That's going to be at least 2 years. So over the course, it's not because I have no other options for internet. That's not true. I can get DSL through AT&T, but
okay. I was going to say, hopefully you had another option.
You can get internet from 15 years ago.
All right. DSL can run decent these days.
Yeah.
So Aaron has not seen this. I think you probably have because you surf on the internet and see crazy videos.
Depends.
LOD?
Depends.
Yeah, this is having a meltdown.
This is from, yeah, I think this is from like August or September.
People like to cluck at that, you know, celebrity meltdowns. Like, no, these people. I'm like, dude, they're on camera all the time. Who hasn't had a meltdown at work?
James Fallows and Josh Earnest, thank you both for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. Coming up, is Donald Trump going to be called to testify to Congress? Michael Elizabeth has the latest on that.
Yeah.
Go to it. A little.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer?
Somebody.
Where is it? I don't know. It's on the Where's the hammer?
They're making it sound like.
Hey, somebody's got MC Hammer playing in the background.
Oh, fuck that. Someone. Oh, goddammit. That
sounds like he's. Stop the hammer.
No, that was actually really good.
No, but they've altered it.
No, I know.
You have to see the whole thing.
Oh, I get it.
Stop the hammer.
I think I have seen that, but that was kind of funny. They made it sound like somebody was playing MC Hammer, yeah. And that's what he was mad about. Yeah. He's like, you get it with the hammer.
Stop the hammering. That's how you would reference MC Hammer. Somebody listening to MC Hammer music.
Michael Liskoff has the latest on that.
Stop the
Start
hammer.
Your nail. A couple of... Stop the
Oh, Jesus. You got Rickrolled twice.
Oh, my God.
That never was gave you,
Trump was hammering.
Yeah, it was Trump working on a piece of wood.
Oh, the quest for the original video.
Yeah, original.
This is going to be like, this might take a while.
Source video.
This is going to be like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to meet some trees along
Stop
the way.
Stop the hammering.
Yeah. On air meltdown.
I don't think this is it.
Lawrence O'Donnell.
What is
some
this?
Vice-land.
Close enough.
BTS as behind the
what is this from?
Yeah, with them giving like a breakdown of it.
Oh, you don't watch porn?
Oh, you don't watch porn? What is that? That's literally where I learned what BTS meant. I thought it was like some other wild shit. Like, and I was like, oh, behind the scenes? Oh.
See how that one goes. Thank you, Rachel. Well, today, President Trump visited Texas, but he forgot to bring any empathy with him, but he did bring a hat. A hat
what?
Is for sale.
This is a different one.
Well, that's
58 seconds.
Stop the hammering.
Nice getting
What's
tight.
Going on? Why am I losing this? Why don't I have sound? All right, it's back. Someone's pressing buttons and turning my sound off. who's asking for a Labor Day rundown in my ear?
That's the
one. Those are your boys.
That's funny.
That's like no big deal.
Yeah.
Like, who wouldn't react like that?
All right, I want to apologize to everyone on staff. I don't... you know, now, I don't get my...
Now he's doing nothing. What is it?
A little itchy in the morning.
Commercial? Who knew Lawrence was all...
So this is edited as fuck. Now they got him in slow motion.
Whoa.
Yo!
Yeah. He clenches his fists and...
Yo, he restrained the spasm, man. Respect it.
10 seconds.
He's about to fucking lose his shit because there's some noise going on in his ear.
Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer? Where is it?
Yo, you got the hammer, nigga. That's what you acted like. Holy shit.
Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
Someone.
Stop the hammering.
Oh. Damn.
Relax, Lord.
I mean, yo, that newlyweds guy, what do you want?
Yeah.
I'll go down to the goddamn floor myself and stop it. Keep the goddamn commercial break going.
She was like,
Is this a good time for the PA to refill his water?
Right. Any more beverages?
Oh!
Stop the hammering.
Do you hear me?
She thought she was going to turn around and be like, get the fuck away from me.
Yeah. And go stop the hammering.
You're not going to yell at me. Fuck that.
Fuck that. I'm getting low.
I don't get paid enough for this shit.
Yeah.
And she just runs.
She felt like it was gunfire.
Ever. This is... It's not like he had this meltdown on air.
Right.
See how that
Kill
one
these
goes.
Clowns.
Thank you, Rachel.
Okay.
Today,
stop the hammering.
Stop the hammering.
Please, stop the hammering.
No, stop the hammering.
The quest is over. We're not going to find the original video.
Yeah, it'll be either edited heavily.
The next one is going to be filmed with a television, with a camera. Like somebody whipped out their cell phone and got it off the TV.
Oh, look at this shit.
The one after that. What the one after that will be
an auto-tune remix.
Will be an auto-tune. Then it'll be,
a review
another,
of the moment.
It'll be in another language.
Like, my opinion of what's going on here is that he's clearly not happy about the
And then
the
we'll
hammer.
Finally find one that seems completely unedited until the very end when somebody just screams, distorting
Stop
noise.
Stop the hammer.
That's how that one goes.
Oh, auto-tune. Damn it. Yep.
Internet never fails.
Where's the Diplo version?
Woman talking in my ear. What's going on? Why am I losing
it?
What's going on?
I would lose my. You know, I'm surprised Bill Maher doesn't lose his shit on the regular.
Right.
The way. If you watch his show, like, he's got people fucking up their technical shit all the time. You know when they're not rolling his prompter right, when they're not flipping the video right, when they don't. They do the sound effect. Like, he stops for some sound effecting that they're going to do and it doesn't happen, and then he keeps talking and it happens in the middle of his sentence.
Yeah.
It happens, like, almost every time. I'm like, why haven't you fired these clowns? They're all getting high backstage. Like, yeah. Oh, fuck, that's right. We got a cue.
Oh, shit.
Well, first of all, like, if you're Lawrence O'Donnell, you know that there's some decently paid people, not as much as you, but there's some decently paid people in that booth or wherever whose job it is to make sure that you don't have to deal with this shit.
Right.
Right? Like, clearly there's a producer not doing his job in this situation.
You have insanity in your ear.
It's just funny. People have too much time on their hands.
I like that as a sample.
I love that it's on a Caribbean style beat. Like,
it is kind of. It's got that nice lazy bounce to it.
Yeah.
It's not my earpiece. It's somebody talking on our
This isn't the most creative use of auto-tune, though. I mean, first of all, he doesn't have much of a melody going there.
No, not at all.
It has nothing to do with what we're doing here. Why am I losing this? Why am I losing this?
I mean, he's finding some good rhythms there, but...
Why am I losing this?
Whatever, I mean...
Why am I losing this?
Yeah.
Why am I losing this?
You're losing me.
Stop the hammering!
How long does the LOD hammer dub go on for?
Yeah.
Where's the hammer? Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
They didn't even, like... They didn't even give a melody. It's just...
Why am I losing this? I'll go down to the goddamn floor myself and stop it. Keep the goddamn commercial break going. Why am I losing this?
Yeah. They didn't even apply a melody there. They didn't even pitch shift him or anything.
They should have,
They
though.
Just fed it through an auto-tuner and let it
Bastards.
Do no pitch correction.
Thumbs down that video, Chris. Now.
Oh, we are the first thumbs down.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Excellent.
Now you've got an enemy on the internet.
Yeah. You're going to get a message in like
because
20 minutes.
There's only 11 likes. You thumbs down a video with 11 likes?
Yes.
It has 11 thumbs up and you gave it one thumbs down.
Trend
that means you now have a personal enemy.
Yeah.
Trend said it.
This guy is going to want to know what the fuck you're beefing.
Yeah.
Stop the hammering.
Stop. You should write that as a comment. Stop the hammering. Thumbs down.
It's YouTube. Should my answer to everything just be kill yourself?
Well, look, if you got a couple thousand or more likes, then you can hide a couple thumbs down and people are going to be like, hey, you know, people will be people.
Right. How many views total?
This seems
281.
Like it seems like a personal vendetta.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this
guy. We know you.
He can look at your history and show that you have never thumbs down a YouTube video
ever.
Except for his.
Ever. The only. And you've watched. How many thousands, hundreds of thousands of YouTube videos? Never once rated one thumbs down. And then this guy does some shitty LOD remix.
Hard pass.
And you just are like, no fuck that.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of stupid shit on the internet, but this takes the
cake. Some guy's going to show up at my door and want to kill me.
I'm finally going to click on that thumbs down. You better hope he's not a hacker.
Because this guy sucks so bad.
Stop the hammering.
You threw off his perfect rating. He was at, like, you know, if this was Rotten Tomatoes, he would be batting 100.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, true.
I don't think any of them are top critics. But,
oh, it's
but the people got him at 11.
Not this person.
Yeah.
Negative one.
That's like, that puts him at like a 93% approval rating or something. I didn't do the math. I'm just trying to feel it out. 92%?
10%. Disapproval
it's almost
rating.
Almost a 10% you knocked him down 10%. He went from an A to a B.
Yeah.
With your one vote.
Yeah.
Think about good. That.
Be good. Better. Be better, YouTube guy. Be
good.
Be better.
Learn. Is that his first video? I hope it's his last.
Yeah, it's 238 subscribers.
Stop the hammering.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.